All right, we're going to start in verse 15. That's where we left off, and we'll give context together, after of what happened. But starting in verse 40, 15, we'll read to 40. It
and
says
within
this,
chapter 40,
verse 14. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught.
Nebuchadnezzar
and the Jews marveled, saying,
had appointed Gedaliah to be governor over.
Jesus answered them and said,
Judah.
My doctrine is not
but
mine,
Gedaliah
but his that sent me.
His,
if any man will do his will, he shall know
I hate
the
to say throne,
whether it be of God or whether I speak
his
of myself.
Place of
he
authority,
that speaketh of himself seeketh his
in
own glory,
Jerusalem,
but he that seeketh his glory that sent him,
and all
the same is true.
So he decided
no
to set up everything in
him.
Mizpah.
Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law?
Go back to chapter 40 for just a brief
why
moment.
Why go ye about to kill me?
Going to read
the people answered and said,
7 to 10
thou
here.
Hast a devil who goeth
says,
about to kill thee.
Now when all the captains
Jesus answered and
the
said unto them,
I
have done
field,
one work, and
even they
marvel.
And their men heard
Moses
that the king of Babylon
gave unto you
had made
Gedaliah
the son
not
of
because
Ahikam,
not because
governor
it is of
in
Moses,
the land,
but of the fathers, and,
had
and ye on the Sabbath day circumcise
men,
a man.
And children,
if a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, and are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Then they came to Gedaliah, to Mizpah.
Then said some of them of Jerusalem,
is not
this he whom they seek to kill?
Disbanded and
but
gone
lo, he speaketh
into
boldly,
some of the other countries nearby.
And they say nothing unto him.
Even
do
Ishmael,
the rulers
the
know
son
indeed that this is the
Nathaniah
very Christ?
And Johanan,
howbeit we know this man whence he is. But when Christ
Korea,
cometh, no man
Sarai,
knoweth whence
the
he is.
Son of
then cried Jesus in the temple
and
as
the
he
sons
taught,
of Ephi,
ye both know me and ye know whence I am.
Jesaniah, the
and
son
I am
of
not come
Machathite,
of myself.
They and
but
their
he
men,
that sent me
and Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan,
verse 29,
swore unto
but I know him,
and to their men, saying,
him,
fear not to serve the Chaldeans.
Then they
dwell
that sought
the
to take him, but no man laid hands
Babylon,
on him,
and
because
it shall be well with
you.
As for me, behold,
we'll
I will
right
dwell
there.
At Mizpah
we'll
to serve the Chaldeans.
We'll Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your word, your perfect word, and Lord, just bless this
oil,
message that it is
them in your vessels,
both edifying
and, dwell
and glorifying
in your
to you, Lord,
that ye have taken.
And that so the saints here, Lord, and
Gedaliah
people online can listen
offers
and
to these
glean,
men that they can go
to help us
and
change a little bit more.
Live in any of the cities,
serving you, Lord,
Judah
and loving you, and having a better relationship for you. Lord, thank you for the people coming out in Jesus' name.
Everybody at this point is now.
Amen. Jesus is at the feast
gathering
of
whatever
what's called the Feast of Booths, and this Feast of Booths or Feast of Tabernacles
from the spring
is a
harvest,
celebration that
in
was ordained back in Leviticus. You can find that in Leviticus 23.
So when
and
we start verse 41,
it's a holy day, but
it says,
they're celebrating this feast,
and remember,
and Jesus
at the end of
going
that chapter,
to this feast as he should.
We have
and he's abiding by it, and he encounters, like where he went everywhere,
sure.
His fame is starting
right.
to grow.
I'm so bad
and
with
people
names.
Are starting to are starting to see that he's performing these
Johanan
wonderful miracles, and
comes
people
to
are
Gedaliah
questioning, who
to
is
warn
this,
him that
this Jesus fellow?
Ishmael and his men are
and
seeking to
kill
him.
He encounters the religious leaders.
And of course,
he encounters
Gedaliah says,
crowds of
oh,
Jews,
no,
and we
possible.
Come to find out that Jesus Christ himself encounters
time.
Many different types
so
of people.
So when we start
all
here
with different
in verse
viewpoints of him.
Chapter 41,
some
verse 1,
accepting him,
it
some
says, now
believing
it came to pass,
him, some being skeptical, and then
the
some wanting to harm
Ishmael, the son
and kill him.
Of Nethaniah,
2,000
the son
years later,
of Elishama,
the
of the seed
saying.
Royal, and the
and
princes
it's
of the king,
and we're
going to
start back
him,
in
unto
verse
Gedaliah, the
14,
son of
he says,
Ahikam,
so
to
he went
Mizpah,
up into the temple and
there
taught,
they did eat bread together
and the
Mizpah.
Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters,
this is not
never
the first time
the
that he comes. The first time that he came was what we just read.
The letters, and in this context, he's talking about the
go
law,
out into the land,
or the scriptures,
you know,
and
find
and
whatever
when
you
Jesus
can,
Christ spoke in those
fill your
days,
vessels, and then go into whatever city.
Speaking,
so they did that,
not like any
and
other man.
From what I read,
he, when
it
when
looks
words
like
come out, they are of wisdom.
Like
they are
3 weeks
from
to a month
this
later,
word because he wrote it.
That
but
this
he
guy,
speaks of truth,
Ishmael,
and he speaks
returns,
of authority,
and he returns with 10 men.
and it marvels people.
It marvels that Gedalia,
this man has never studied
Gedalia,
under anybody, but yet he knows it better than us. And how is that?
Welcomes him
well, it's
in
because
and
he's
they
God,
end up,
right? We know that, but having, they're looking at this man and he's speaking truth. And this is what he says in
Ishmael
verse 16
and his guys.
It's crucial.
With Gedalia and his people.
So they ask him in verse 15, they say, how knowest this man letters having never
says,
learned? And this is how he responds.
Ishmael,
my doctrine, my teaching, my understanding, my doctrine is not mine.
And smote Gedalia, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan.
Jesus says, this doctrine that I'm teaching, because I'm teaching in
the
temple, what I'm teaching you, it comes from my father.
Now,
and who's his father? It's God the Father. He's declaring his divinity.
Right?
He's declaring he is the Son of God.
Here's the difficult situation.
These men are hearing these things that they haven't heard before.
When you
Jesus
think
is
of,
teaching them truth that
I mean,
he's
the land
teaching
has
both
been
from
conquered.
The Old Testament, but he's
and
also teaching
that
other truths
Nebuchadnezzar
they've never heard.
Took
and the idea
the
is that
war,
it's because they never studied their scriptures. They never believed in God's word. So the Messiah is here.
He took
the Messiah has come. And they're totally
wise,
blinded
that
by
he thought could be
who he really
used,
is.
To
seven
help
times
Babylon
in the book of John,
whatever,
Jesus states,
capacity
it's important.
That they
we're not
going
to go into the verses. I'll
so
give you those references at a later time. But Jesus states seven times in the book of John,
his
words are
behind.
From his Father.
So. When
Jesus Christ has
the
eternal words.
The
why?
Land.
Because
said,
they're from his
the
Father.
Land,
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Stuff,
there is no doubt.
Puts Gedalia
he
over
is
them.
God.
Now you have a
verse 17
a
in John chapter 7. This is Jesus continuing.
No
he says, if
rule.
Any man, and when he
they,
says any
they
man,
just
that's
have Gedalia,
any man
who's a governor,
will do his will.
I mean, he's appointed
shall
a governor.
Know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak. Of myself. Very profound.
Yeah, there's no bureaucracy
keep
there
your place there. I'm going
to
read the scripture.
So
in Psalm 25.
He's trying to, bring people
it says
together
this,
so
in,
that
in verse
he
9
can
and,
form
and
a
19,
government
it says,
and,
the meek,
and allow the people
the
to
meek,
be able to
will he guide in judgment,
get back
and the
to
meek,
rebuilding
will
their,
he teach
their society.
His way. Verse 14. The secret of the
guy,
Lord
Ishmael,
is with them that fear
happy
him,
with
and he
this.
Will show
so,
them.
We said he was either not
see, the
happy
idea
because
is he, goes,
he was of the seed.
He goes, you guys
he
don't understand my doctrine. Why is that? It's because you don't
should be
fear
king
me.
And
you
was
don't
now
know
going to try
me.
To
you
make
don't know
himself
me on a personal
king.
Level, and I'm going
or
to make this statement.
He didn't like the
God
idea
will make
that,
his will
as we
known
read when
to
we,
any person
chapter 40,
who knows his will
that
to
Gedalia said,
who desires to do his
and
will
serve
and
the Chaldeans.
See, it's the desire. God
you
says, you want to get to know more
and
about me?
You
got to get
if you were,
know more about
I guess if
who
you
is
were,
your relationship with?
Patriotic.
Instead of just acquiring
you would
Bible
say,
knowledge
well,
and spitting out facts and listening to teaching,
agree
he says,
with
what are you going to do with that doctrine? What are you going to do with that teaching? Are you going to apply it with
he's
your life as a
patriotic
Christian?
Guy.
Right?
So,
would God give
I don't
me
think
great
that's
understanding if I'm not going
selfish.
To do his will?
And,
see,
he ends up killing Gedalia.
Man questions all the time.
And then,
why are we here? What's our purpose? And God clearly lays out, especially in the book of Revelation, it's to his
here,
pleasure. We are
says,
to do his will. But he loves
course,
us.
I mean,
he died for us.
That we understand.
And gave
it
us
it
an eternal
him with the sword,
home in heaven.
Whom the king of
as long
Babylon
as we trust in him and believe on him as our
land.
Savior. And we've heard that.
Now, you
but,
wonder, like,
what's his will?
Can you be that
do we
stupid?
Know him personally?
You know, Nebuchadnezzar
I always
came
say this.
With his
it's
army,
not religion.
Three
it's a relationship.
Times into your
right?
land, destroyed
religion,
it.
Religion, here's religion.
Kind of left
it's,
it in ruins.
900,000 different
who
names
really
of religions on one side.
Of
but you know what? The truth
of,
is narrow.
Resistance.
The truth is a narrow road.
And you go
and
kill
Jesus
the
Christ
that he
on
ends
the other
up
side. He is the way. It's a definite article.
You've got to imagine.
It's not a way.
Even if you took the throne.
Right?
That
the broad way is to destruction.
To have some kind of
Jesus Christ
there,
is
right?
the narrow way
well,
to eternal
worse.
Life. It's
because
Jesus
verse
versus
3,
all these other
it says,
things, right?
Ishmael
it's not Jesus plus this. It's not this religion or that. No,
that
Jesus
were
clearly
him.
States,
so
I am
all
the
Jews
way,
that
the
were
truth,
in Mishpah,
and the life.
That were
right?
In,
no man cometh to the Father
Gedalia's
but by me.
Home.
Our
Gedalia,
obedience to the word of God,
Mishpah,
he's teaching them something practical
the
and they're not getting it.
That were found there,
our obedience
the
to the
war.
Word of God is
so,
the key to the knowledge of God. We need to
live
the Bible, right? It's basic instructions before leaving
and,
earth.
You know, it's one
this
of those things where, you know,
doctrinal, prophetical, sometimes complicated,
probably
but it is
the
also
ones that are
the most
the
easiest
most
book that it's written on a fifth
because,
grade level so
you know,
that all may get
that
saved.
Left behind, right?
See,
but the,
it's
the Jews
astounding.
No,
this is a
no
living,
anymore,
breathing.
So they're kind of like the
it's
sheep
God's
of the slaughter.
In fact, heaven and earth shall pass away,
but
his words will not pass away.
This is where you
got to
wonder, like, really,
so
are you
he's telling
stupid?
Them my doctrine,
you
my
now,
doctrine,
not only
right, if
governor,
any man will do his will,
appoint,
God's will,
but you even
kill he shall know
of
the doctrine.
Citizens.
What's the Pharisees' problem?
Soldiers.
What is religion's problem today? They want to know their own doctrine.
Think.
They want
to
go by
I mean,
their
it doesn't
own
take
teaching,
a genius to figure out.
Well, I'm going
to
try to make it to heaven. I'm
going
to try to be on par or try to be equal with God or try to be as good as God in my own way.
Because he was of the seed royal, so he was of
right?
some portion
he says, I'm
of
the
lineage,
shepherd, I am the door. There is only
and,
one way. He says,
know, a lot of
in fact, in the beginning of John 10, he says, if anybody tells you to go in another way, they're a thief and a robber.
From scripture to tell us.
Don't listen to
but
them.
But there are people who surmise
the more willing
that
to obey
he
God,
been
the more
like,
willing he will be
the son
to
of one of the concubines of one
word.
Of the kings.
Verse 18,
so
let's
he
continue.
Didn't really
he
have
that
a
speaketh of himself,
but
seeketh his own glory.
That's speculation.
That the truth. Right? A lot of people want to speak of themselves,
well, you
right?
Think,
a lot of people idolize
you know,
other
that's
people.
Kind of really
but
short-sighted.
He that seeketh
that
his
you would think
glory,
he would then take
the
over
key.
The kingdom,
that sentence,
but then
the same
not
is
expect
true
that Nebuchadnezzar
no
was going to hear about this.
Is
because remember,
him.
When Gedaliah decided
as a man
to make
who
his
is a sinner,
Mishpah,
as Pastor John, who would also
that
agree
that,
that we are just we're just
Nebuchadnezzar's
men trying to preach the Bible.
People would come and meet with
we're
him.
We're sinners, right?
So,
like everyone
you know,
here, we're
to,
all
to get
the we
tribute money
the
and to see
so
how things
were
going.
So when we preach, you try to
that's
preach
where
with,
Nebuchadnezzar expected
with,
to find
love.
Gedaliah.
You try to preach with that, but here's the difference between man teaching doctrine and Jesus Christ is that there was never a moment when Jesus Christ taught.
Really ignorant.
There was never any unrighteousness, any selfishness, any untruth to his heart. He was
sometimes
always
people
like
aren't the brightest
because
when
he's
they
the
do
embodiment
these things first.
Of that.
Things
when,
that
when
they
he's
seek
teaching,
on
he's,
their own.
He's always giving God the glory, right? He's always
so,
saying,
and it gets
he's always
worse,
saying,
of course.
Well,
I mean, this
not
guy,
to my
he's
father.
Not a very pleasant
I'm
fellow.
Giving glory to my father by what
five.
I'm doing. He loves
and it came
father.
To pass
father,
the second day.
And that's what
so
he's doing. He's
the
doing,
next day.
And Jesus Christ is modeling
the,
this relationship. He says, what I'm doing with
now,
my father, what I'm trying to do
after
with my father is
slain
serve
Gedaliah,
him and do his will.
And no
he's
man
asking
knew
us
it,
to do
so
the same
nobody was aware of it because he killed everybody that
but
was
but isn't
in the
it amazing
there, right?
that we
so
cannot preach the
to
truth without some
the
sort of
governor
sometimes
dead.
Pride in our hearts, or we try to do some things in our life and we
Shechem,
try to do it, and
from Shiloh
there's just
and from
Samaria,
even 40 men having their beards shaven and their clothes rent,
we need him all the time to help us day by day, hour by hour,
in their hand to bring. Them to
but
the
praise
house
the, Lord
of the
Lord for it, right? He's merciful. He's long suffering. He puts up with us, and he
they're
says,
kind of
"You know
ignorant.
What?
They're just
keep trying to understand me.
Treat,
keep striving
so
to do my will, and I promise you're going to grow in the knowledge
Israel,
of me."
Which had already
and this
been,
is the important part: is
overrun by
he's
the
trying
Assyrians
to confront
the Babylonians came
false
through.
Doctrine. The Pharisees are preaching false doctrine. See, what
well,
they're teaching
is because
you got to do all these
the
things. The law is supreme, and Jesus
there's a lot
Christ
of people
says,
who think this might be the
law.
Fall feast time.
But I came to
so they're
fulfill
coming
the law.
To Jerusalem
right?
with
the
intent
law,
that they're going to go to the
Moses,
house of the Lord.
Grace and truth
so they're
came by
bringing
who?
With
Jesus
them.
Jesus Christ.
Their
verse 19.
And their incense.
This is what he's trying to get. Here's the point. Ready? Did not Moses give you the law? He's asking
yeah,
a rhetorical
I mean,
question.
Their sacrificial
that.
Offerings
he's referring
to the
to
temple.
Exodus chapter
well, there's no
verse
temple,
three. And
but
yet none
they
of you
still feel that they need
the
to fulfill
why
their obligation.
Why go ye about
right?
to kill me?
So these
he
people
says,
would
the very
be people
heart
that you would
of you
think
exposes
are
the very fact that you actually
more
need me as
your
Savior.
Being
he says,
godly people.
See, there's,
than,
so,
you
the,
know,
there's a term called maliciousness. It's hatred to
the
degree that you want to harm somebody.
They come,
and that's what the religious
it's okay that
people
they
back in
clothes.
That day, and many,
that's
many
more,
of them back in that day wanted
you come
to
mourning
hurt Jesus to kill him.
Because you're coming
he preached
to the
truth.
Temple of God
he was ruining
destroyed.
Their party. You
but
understand? They were
you,
making money
no
off of their religion,
you know,
off of their temple doings,
it's
all
gone.
This. That's why he overturned
so
the money changers' the tables
state.
In there.
So they're
making
mourning
a mockery
and they
of
rent their clothes. That's,
and he says,
that's fine.
Did not Moses
renting
give
your
you
clothes
the law? None
as
of you
a Jew
keep it
when
the
you're
law?
In mourning is normal.
None of you keep
but
the law at all.
When it says that
but
they
I
cut
do.
Themselves,
he's basically
that they've
stating,
shaved
he goes,
their beards,
but I'm going to. Jesus tells
those are
them
not
none
normal
of them
things
keep the law.
In
why is that important?
For the
all
Jews.
Fall short
so
of the glory of
in
God.
The
he's
book
telling
of Leviticus,
them, you need a
chapter
savior.
19.
I came here. Not to be your king the first time. I came here to be your redeemer. And not just you.
As God has given the people their law.
Verse 20. The people answered and
Leviticus
said.
Leviticus 19.
Thou hast
verses
the devil.
27
who goeth about to kill thee?
28.
People like to twist our words, right? You tell them,
I mean,
you know what?
This
Jesus
is even
Christ
worse because the Lord says, ye shall not round
you're a sinner
the corners
and he
of
died
your
for all
heads.
Of us, and we're sinners.
Neither
well,
shalt
I'm,
thou
well,
mark
I'm a good person.
The
don't say
beard.
That. That's hateful. No.
Ye shall
that's
not
hateful. It's love. It's telling
you.
This is what Jesus Christ came
for. Dead,
he died upon a cross to save you and me
you
from our
the
wages of
well,
sin, from the penalty of sin. Many people rest. What a Christian is trying to tell them, to evangelize and tell them, brother,
they have their,
you're on your way to a sinner's
growing,
hell. You need to trust in Jesus Christ
cut.
Alone, in
they're,
his shed blood on that cross. Oh, well,
long.
You're hateful. No.
And
this is what
they
they're doing.
Cut their
Jesus
hair,
Christ
their
is making a picture. He's saying,
ringlets coming
you
out.
Guys want
to
kill me, and yet you're already disobeying the law. What is the law saying? Part of it, thou shalt not kill.
Put any marks on their skin.
Him.
Right. No.
Because he's
nothing
Christ.
Like a
he's God. He's amazing.
So,
and he catches them in their own very act. He exposes our heart. Jeremiah 17:9 says our heart
not
is
speaking against
wicked.
Any of that stuff.
Right. Who can know it?
I mean, I wouldn't recommend
going.
People cutting
Jesus
themselves.
Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work,
if you're
and ye all marvel.
Thinking that you're trying
Moses
to fulfill a feast.
Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision.
The obligations of a feast.
Not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And
law.
Ye on the Sabbath day circumcise
but the
a man.
Is exactly
says,
what we
you guys
said.
Are making
they
this
had been
thing called the Sabbath.
The
and you're circumcising people on the Sabbath. And you're disobeying your made-up rules. What he's saying is the Sabbath was made for the man.
Israel, the northern tribe.
It was made for the man.
But
now they're
before
twisting
the
it in their
fell.
Own twisted religion.
And then
says,
the Babylonians came in.
Did you know that the very circumcision
you know,
that you're
talking
doing predates
like
the
11
law?
Years for...
It predates the law. And he says, what you guys are doing...
Southern kingdom
it's the
fall.
Wrong heart motor.
So,
verse 23,
you know,
and he continues.
Like
he says, if a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken.
Land,
are you angry at me because I've made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? He says,
the nations that have come in.
Are you going to get mad at me
so,
because I'm offering mercy to somebody
wasn't
on the
exactly
Sabbath day by
being,
healing them? That's what Jesus
the
did. He healed on the Sabbath day.
Right?
And that's what really got them mad is
there's problems with the way that they think
work
that
on
they
a day
need
of
to come
rest,
before
he says,
the Lord.
And I'm not going to offer you mercy.
I think it's just odd that
well,
God
praise the Lord that he
finds
went to the cross
these
and
little
offered
details
mercy.
To be important,
right?
You know, and important enough to put them in his
the
word,
one work
you know?
That Jesus wrought that incensed all, above all
I only
all
point
the,
them out because
the
I don't know
is when he
that
healed
I can,
people on the Sabbath
like,
day. They just
relate
can't let
anything
that go.
About this. But I mean,
and
there are things that
verse 24,
you know,
the most
know
twisted
that God
scripture
says
by the world.
People should
and this is what they
do.
Think.
And I guess
why we're hateful,
abortion's
but we're
probably
not.
A great
it says,
thing that we were talking about
from
here.
From the words of Jesus
you know,
Christ himself,
life
he
is
says,
precious, and you know,
judge
whether you
not
believe it starts in the womb or not
to
is not something
appearance.
I'm going to argue. But we have a lot of scriptures where God talks
judgment.
About how he knew somebody
while they were in the
womb.
People
and
you tell them the gospel out of love. Not browbeating them. You just say, hey, I just wanted to tell
for
you,
them,
Jesus Christ died
even
for
before
your
they
sins.
Were born.
He was buried and he rose
so
again. He tells us that if
don't
we repent and genuinely
and
trust
say,
in him for his righteousness
I mean,
and his shed blood on the cross,
alive,
you can be saved
and
we're saved by grace through faith.
So I'm just...
But
really
are you calling me a sinner?
Fact,
are you telling me to?
And then
I'm not. I'm
say,
a good person.
You know,
don't tell me that I'm a bad person. In fact, doesn't it say in your Bible that you shouldn't
to God
judge?
And the things that
in
are
fact,
not
it doesn't
to
say
God.
That. See how they're twisting
and
that? Jesus
case,
says, "Don't judge according
this
to
close
the appearance." But he says,
"To be pleasing with God,
righteous,
but they had this much that was."
He
not
says, "If you're
going to
judge, judge based on what my book says."
But I give them credit for wanting to come.
In fact, in the book of Matthew, he tells them that if you're going to judge, just be ready because you're going to have the beam and the moat in your eye. He says, make sure you got stuff
Jeremiah.
In your life taken care of.
It says,
before
and Ishmael,
you cast judgment
the son
on someone
of Nethaniah,
else.
Went
but
forth
he never
from
says
Mizpah
to not
to
judge.
Meet them. weeping.
See, that's
all
a lie that is sold by so many people.
And it came
well, Jesus
to pass
loves everybody. He loves everybody so much that he died
he
on a cross.
Them,
but if
he
somebody
said unto them, come
is,
to Gedalia, the son
on their
of
way
Ahikam.
To hell and needs a savior. You
now
you
already
them.
Know if he's saying come to Gedalia
before the judgment does come,
possible,
but the judgment's not going to be the shed blood covered.
So he's
right?
got
that they're
some
not going to have the shed blood covered from Jesus Christ.
He
diverts
them from going to Jerusalem
and
to go to Mizpah.
They're going to feel the wrath of God. And we're sparing that. That's love. And he's trying to tell them.
Unfortunately, they listen to him.
You guys haven't thought this thing through. He says, you guys are about to ready to kill me, and all I'm telling you is teaching you out of the very scriptures that you claim to teach.
And it was so when they came into the midst of the city that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, slew them.
And I would love to tell you at this pulpit that I'm a great person.
That were with him.
But I can tell you
so,
with a surety,
you know,
I am not.
Really
and the thing is that
I don't know a better way
to
say it.
You
but
to say,
you know,
to say I am. And we all know that,
one,
right?
Well,
and Jesus Christ is the only person qualified to say something.
I mean, the only thing I can think is that he wants the people to serve him.
Deuteronomy,
so these guys are coming
Deuteronomy
with the intent that they're serving
this.
God.
And I charged
Even
your judges at the time
right,
saying, here are the causes between your brethren
like
and judge
so brings
righteously
over to Mizpah,
between every man and his brother and the stranger that is with him.
80,
in
well,
fact, another verse, Proverbs 24
yeah,
says this.
Almost.
These things
yeah.
also belong to the wise.
Yeah. But
it
as
is
you
not
continue,
good to have respect
when you get to verse 8,
judgment,
it says,
he that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous,
10 men
him
were found among
cursed,
them that
nation
said
shall
unto
abhor
Ishmael,
him, but to them that rebuke him shall
we have
be
treasures
delight,
in the field
and
of
a
wheat
good
and
blessing
barley
shall come
and of
upon
oil
them,
and of honey.
Right?
So he forbear and slew them not
a brother
among their
in judgment, that's helpful for his admonition.
Not only is he a murderer, but he can
and
be
Jesus
bought
Christ
off, right?
tells us
so,
to judge, but make sure it's
righteous
judgment.
And isn't it interesting that the treasures
see, I don't know where anybody is here
so
or listening online, and many people
food.
Have been told
so,
a,
you see, that's,
a,
that's
a
how
lie of
bad
to
it was
not judge, but
the nation,
there is judgment, and it's okay, but it has to be
was,
a righteous judgment. And you got to make sure that you're settled in your heart before
right?
you cast that
so,
judgment.
You know,
and that's a
these
biblical
men
teaching
tell him
from the words
that,
of Jesus himself. Continuing on, verse 25.
There are food supplies.
This is I call
fields.
This the can this be Jesus
now,
Christ
this is
truly
interesting
section.
This because,
is the questions that man is having. Verse 25.
So I know
then said some of them in Jerusalem,
us, other than
is
Frank
not this he whom
a little
they
older,
seek to kill?
And,
but lo,
you probably
he speaketh boldly, and they
are
say
aware
nothing unto
of
him.
A time
do the
when people used
know
to store
this is the very Christ?
Certain root vegetables.
See, they're questioning
in
their hearts, is
in
this the Christ
cellar?
That people are talking about?
And because they didn't
let's
have
turn
any
to Micah chapter 5. Hold your
so,
place there. Turn to Micah
they
chapter
would be able
5.
To keep things there
they're asking
over the winter
a very
and be able to use
question.
That when they were
can this be Christ?
In need of food.
If they read
and
the scriptures,
I think it's the same kind of situation.
And if the Pharisees
here.
Were teaching them
now,
properly,
in the
they would know
book of
that
Chronicles,
chapter
27,
5,
we have something spoken
2.
Of here. Chapter 27.
Does anybody?
First
does any, where was Jesus born? Right. Where?
Kind of gives us
Bethlehem. Right. Okay. But thou,
verses
Bethlehem,
25
Ephrata,
to 27.
Thou. Though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, Jesus came out of what tribe? Right? He's the,
so
he's the line of David.
It says,
yet out of thee
and
shall come
over
thee
the king's
shall he
treasures
come forth unto me
was
that is to be
Esmaveth,
ruler in
the
Israel,
son of Adiel,
whose goings forth
and over
have
the
been
storehouses
from
in the fields, in the
from
cities,
everlasting.
And in the villages,
so who's going
and in
forth
the castles
from old
was
and from everlasting?
Jehonathan, the son
somebody
of Uzziah,
that's going to be ruling
and over
eternally.
Them that did the work of the field
Jesus
for tillage,
Christ.
For the ground
he's declaring
Ezri,
to them,
the son of Tillage,
he's standing on ground, speaking to people
Shimei,
in person,
the
in the
Remathite,
flesh, telling them,
over the increase
I am eternal.
Of the vineyards,
I am
for
the
wine
son of
cellars,
God. I am one
Zebdi,
with my Father, I am
Shimei.
The Father of one.
So, you know, it goes
so
on
whoever's going to be ruling
so
is going to be from
different
everlasting.
People were given
so they're asking this question, but
take care
what
of
does it come down to?
Crops,
think about it. Why are why is it such a blessing to be
and
a Christian
I find
in this
interesting
day and age?
That,
because
that was spoken of here.
Hopefully,
David
everybody
had
chose
these men
to believe and trust in Jesus Christ
purpose.
As their Savior. But and at some point, somebody had to open up a Bible in God's
situation.
Word and preach out of you the gospel truth
have done
that Jesus Christ was your Savior. And at one moment,
before
even knowing any word out of this Bible, you came to the conclusion, Lord, I'm a sinner
idea,
and I trust you as my Savior.
Not these 10 guys.
And you know what happened? He saw your repentant heart and he saved
with
you.
The intent
and
that
that's the idea is that's Jesus is audibly
to temple,
speaking to them, but how great is it that we haven't seen physically Jesus
stored.
Christ yet? We can believe his word.
And what happens
with our eternal security?
Well, we'll continue.
See, we don't
and
think
I'm
of it like
that.
Oh, Lord, thank you, bless this
moment.
Food. No.
But
he's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He died on a cross for us.
Says,
he's done countless miracles. He's helped all of us.
Ishmael
and you know what? When we come to him and say,
the
Lord,
dead
help
bodies
us
of the
thank
men
you for this
whom
food.
He had
no.
slain
come to
because
him
of
boldly.
Gedalia.
Come to him boldly. Cast
Asa,
your cares upon him. Whatever is going on, he is the creator. He's the redeemer.
Of Israel.
He defeated
and
death
Ishmael,
and hell.
The son of
and sometimes we don't.
Filled it with
and I wish I could be a bold, sounding kind of preacher. But look,
we talked
about. I
got
to tell you.
How when Jeremiah came in,
when you come to the conclusion
Jerusalem,
what he did on that
he
cross,
to them
there
about,
is power in the blood. There's
the
life-changing power that he changes
outside
a
the
life.
City.
There's things that you know I wouldn't tell you, and there's things that I'm sure you wouldn't tell me or anybody
Jewish,
in this church. And thank the Lord,
the money
you,
that
you
was given to Judas
to him,
was used
but
to
what
buy.
I'm saying is, he
and they
your life.
Said that there were so many people that had
called,
been
called
slain
Jesus
by
Christ,
the
this thing
Babylonians.
True biblical Christianity
that they
is
filled
real.
The valley with dead
it's
people.
It's real.
Right?
He's real.
Well,
and the thing
is
that the evidence
smaller,
is people's lives being changed and serving
that,
the Lord and studying and growing His Word and hearing testimonies all the time. This is what the Lord has done in my life. But we get downtrodden sometime at the next trial, and we say, Lord, how am I going to get through this? But wait a minute. He got you through the other
I guess
trials.
In Mizpah,
why do we doubt?
Where,
right?
Asa
no, I understand, right? It's easier to say that. Why do we doubt? But think about it.
A fortified city.
He has not failed us
now,
yet.
This is another one of those things.
It,
you know,
his
you may
answer,
not
right?
Care,
are we looking for his answer, or are we looking for the answer we
in
want,
the book of
right?
Second Chronicles,
and sometimes those aren't always
chapter
the line.
16,
that's called being in his will, right? And,
we
and,
have a,
and that's the
a
thing. But
reference
he's teaching them, and he's saying this. He says, they're asking, is this the very Christ? Do the rulers know
enemies.
That this is the very Christ? Now watch. Go on to verse 27.
In 2 Chronicles 16,
verse 27,
the very first
six
this. Verses,
howbeit, we know this man whence he is.
That says,
but when Christ
in the
cometh,
and 30th year
no man knoweth
of the reign of Asa,
they're saying,
Baasha, king
this man
of Israel,
that's
came
called
up against
Christ,
Judah,
but no man
and built
knows
Ramah.
This guy.
So,
but here's
Baasha
the response that the world
is
gives.
Trying to build a city
number
called
one,
Ramah,
they ask,
so that
in verse 12,
as
we go back to verse 12,
against,
they call him a good man.
Asa.
Jesus is called a good man. Is he a good man? I would say so. Now watch, in verse 12, they also some said
that
he was a fraud.
Go out or come in
some
Asa,
say that
king
he was demon-possessed in verse
now,
20.
I gave you a
some
map,
say that he was the Messiah in verse
it
26.
There, and it
and some
shows
say that
you
the
locations the
prophet whose coming had been predicted by
Moses.
Of
both
Ramah
and
Mizpah.
And
what
you'll
I'm
see they're
today
very
is,
close to each other.
If you're saved, that's great.
Basically,
and if you're
what's
not,
happening is
today is the best day
are,
to get saved. There's no better day
you know,
than today to trust Jesus
is,
Christ.
You got Ramah
but we
right
have
to
make up
it,
our own
and
minds
right to the north
about
of it.
Who
so
Jesus
you see that dotted
is,
line, and
knowing
that
whatever we
is,
decide
is
will have eternal consequences,
that goes there.
Both good
so
and bad.
What he's
we
doing
have
is,
to make
he's
up our mind
build
about who Jesus Christ is.
So that nobody
is he
can
our Savior,
bring goods from
or do we think he's a fraud?
Into,
do we think he's our Savior, but
Mizpah.
He's not our Lord?
And
you
so
see the difference? Lord, thank you for saving
well,
me, but
then, if you're going to want
to
do
serve
that,
you. I still
you're going to
go
get
into
somebody
this world.
Mad, right?
See, that's the question
so,
that we got to answer ourselves in our heart.
Two.
A preacher can't do it. A brother and sister
16,
can help guide you, but ultimately you got to fall on your knees and say, Lord, help me
silver
with
and gold
this
out of
sin.
The treasures
help me with
of the house of
my
the Lord
life here. Help
and
me
of
with
the
this.
King's
what
house
is it that your
and
will
sent
and
to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria,
in the morning,
that
best time
at Damascus,
to pray
saying,
early and saying,
there
Lord,
is a league between
what's your
me
will
and
for me
thee,
today?
As there was
I'm terrified
my
to ask that sometimes,
father,
but it's
behold,
necessary.
I have sent thee
what's your
and
will
gold.
For me today?
Go break
and
thy league with
nine
Baasha,
times out of ten, you know what
Israel,
happens?
that he
you encounter somebody that just needed to pick me up. You encounter somebody you get to witness to. You encounter a blessing that you start looking at it closely and you say, oh, there's no way that the Lord wasn't in that.
And they smote Ijon and Dan and
Abel Maim. But he wants you to come to him. He wants you to come to him in a personal relationship.
Naphtali.
We talked to each and every one of our spouses or our brothers and sisters or our parents. We talked to them face to face. We're comfortable with that.
So he didn't finish the fortified city of Ramah.
We can do that.
He had to stop because of the incursion that was coming from Syria.
When you're saved, you have God indwelled inside of you.
And then in verse 6,
the Holy Spirit inside of you.
Asa, that's power. That's
liberty. In Galatians says that there's liberty in that. And here's the thing. Praise the Lord for that.
Baasha was building. And he
in any
built
moment,
there with
that
Geba
Goliath,
and Mizpah.
Like we talked about earlier, that Goliath
so
comes.
He ends
and
up
he's there for 40 days. He's present,
work,
ready to fight.
That was
what's
being
the
used
choice
to build
that we're going to take?
They were like
it's a very practical
less than
thing.
4 miles apart. And
in fact, it's funny that we verse 27, howbeit
all the
we know this man whence he is,
materials,
but when Christ cometh, no man
now built
knoweth
him
whence he is.
His fortified
when Christ
city
came on this earth, he looked just like every other guy.
I believe
he
this is what it's talking
like
about
a normal
here in
Jew.
Jeremiah.
He wasn't glowing. He didn't,
says,
he didn't look like he did when he presented himself to Saul. Remember? In all his glory, Saul was blinded. That's Jesus Christ in his glory. And when Jesus
says it
Christ
was
is
the,
coming back,
in verse
everybody's
9,
going to know who the
it
king
was
and king
that
Lord
which
is.
Asa
he
the king had made
lowly,
for fear
right, riding
of
upon
Baasha,
an ass, right?
King of Israel.
He came as a redeemer. He came
Mitzvah. Apparently,
he came meek. I don't want to say, but they ask him, in other Gospels,
Mitzvah.
They say, is this not the carpenter's son?
This
is Jesus. We saw,
now,
we saw him grow
some
up,
people
and he's
claim
speaking
that the
these
pit,
truths, and
was
he's
really
performing
more like
these
a well
miracles.
Or a cistern,
how can this
so
not
that
be the Christ?
Used
now watch, verse 28.
To bring water into the city.
Then cried
so
Jesus in the
attacked,
temple. He's crying in the temple
water.
Loud as he taught, saying,
I don't know.
And he's
if
screaming,
I can say
he's
that
saying,
because I,
ye both
it's
know
only
me,
called a pit, so I don't
and
know.
And ye know whence
if,
I am.
You can call it a well, then
and
you can call
I am not
a cistern,
come of
so
myself.
But
he that
either way,
sent
it
me
was a deep
true. I love that.
Hole,
true.
And he used
whom
it to,
ye know
to
not.
Fill it up with dead bodies.
He's saying, you have all the proof to know that I'm the Christ.
Yeah,
but you don't know
was,
God, my Father.
If there was water there, you're not going to drink
you don't
from
know
it
my You don't know my Father's doctrine.
All right.
He's saying, in the temple, in the feast days, you guys are celebrating something about coming out
in
of the wilderness.
Verse 10
and yet you don't
of
see the,
chapter
the,
41,
the
it says,
being manifested, the picture
this is
coming
how nice
to
this guy is. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the residue of the people that were in Mizpah.
You're celebrating.
Even
I'm the fulfillment. I'm the Passover.
And all the people that remained
here
in Mizpah.
Here I am. God is my Father.
The captain of the guard.
They're celebrating
had
a biblical
Gedalia,
holy day for
the
worship
of
Ahikam, God.
And
their
Ishmael,
Messiah,
the son of Nephaniah, carried
and guess
them
what?
Away captive.
They're face to
and
face
departed
with their Messiah,
to go over to the
and
Ammonites.
They don't know him.
So if you remember when we were talking about
let's
chapter 40.
Let's go fast forward 2,000 years today.
Ishmael
many people
came
profess
from
to
Ammon,
know Jesus Christ.
To go see Gedalia.
Right?
So
but all of a
he
sudden,
somehow seems
you start
to have
to get to know them and they say,
a
well,
league with the king of Ammon.
I believe in Jesus,
and
but it's not the Jesus of
the Bible.
He's
intending to take
it's not
these
salvation
people
of the
captive
Bible by grace through
that
faith.
Were in
Mizpah and you get to know more about them and you understand
over
look,
to Ammon.
Jesus Christ
now,
came
when you,
in a body of flesh to
well,
die upon a cross. He
yet.
Bore
but
our sin
what
for you
see
and I.
Is
and he's, ta-
he
he's telling them, he goes,
a direct
he goes
to
do
go
you
there.
Really know me?
And a lot of people
you
think that
you
what
know
happened
me.
Was
you see me,
he wanted to get
really
his treasures first.
Know me.
So he,
how
he
is
started
it that,
off
how is
south,
it that
but
when
out to the fields
Jesus
where these
dies,
guys said this food was.
And he rises again.
And went there
check
to,
this
to
out next
stuff.
Time you read this.
So
and he's walking for
this
40
is where
days
you end up,
teaching his disciples. The people
see,
that see him and touch him are the ones that he
future,
loved and they
right?
love him.
So
it's never it's in, it, you never see an enemy, and I encourage you to study it out because
chapter,
they know him.
The same chapter,
in
verse
fact,
11,
when in the gar-
it
when
says,
she's in the garden,
but when
he has to call her by name and she goes,
the son
right?
of
called
Korea,
master,
and
called
all
rabbi.
The captains
you need
of the forces
to know the Savior.
That were with him,
and
heard
of we
all
know
the
of
evil
Jesus,
Ishmael,
and we know of the Bible,
the
but do
Nathaniah
we know
done.
Him face to face?
Then
and that's
they
the important
took
thing,
all
and he's
the men
telling them,
and went to
he's
fight with
them,
Ishmael, the son of Nathaniah,
and I'm right
found
here,
him by the great waters that are in Gibeon.
And yet,
now,
you missed it.
This is where
last
you
verse.
Kind of get the idea.
But I
get
know
back
him.
To my map.
For I am from him. And he hath sent
so,
me.
You can
once
see
again, Jesus
Gibeon,
is declaring he's the Son of God.
If
and that's our theme in the book of John.
We're going to Ammon.
Jesus
Ammon
says,
would have been south
guess what? I know God.
East
but you don't. And you claim to.
So if they would
and
have
don't
taken
let your religiosity,
route,
don't let your religion fool you. You need to come to terms
so
with a personal
that's why a lot of people
redeemer,
think that
the
went
personal Messiah
to first
that
go
you
and get
claim
these treasures
to know, you don't know
before he
you're doing all these religious acts and dancing around it. But
that
when you're come
that,
face
that
to face, Johannine Jesus Christ, he confronts their heart and says,
to catch up with him,
you guys fall short
because he
kind of
made that little detour.
You need a savior, and they miss that.
Johannine ends up.
So next time,
finding out that he killed
next time,
all these
we'll
people,
take a look at Jesus
we
Christ
don't know how that happened,
in this picture, and he starts talking about they're
I mean,
going to try to kill him, they're going to try to arrest
his
Jesus,
men,
and they're just not able to. And
we'll
go
were
into
captains
this
of, the
conversation where Jesus Christ
of,
is talking about himself
Zedekiah.
Being the living waters. He's
the
source
ones that
of eternal life. He's the he's the source
Gedalia,
of everlasting
we're
life.
The ones
Jesus
that also
Christ is.
We're given victuals and everything.
And I guess we'll end there
told to
for today.
Off into
and
the
we'll
land wherever you wanted. So they weren't in Amen. Mitzpah when this all happened. So somewhere along the line, either as, you know, Ishmael was marching these people as slaves captured to Gibeon, word spreads and Johanan hears about it. So Johanan rounds up his guys, and he says, we're going to go, and we're going to find this guy. And that's exactly what they do. So they catch up with him while he's in Gibeon. Now, verses 13 and 14, it says, now it came to pass. Oh, well, all right, let me back up before we read that. It's a little surprising, I guess. You know, I don't know how many people were left in Mitzpah, but you got to imagine that if Gedalia was setting up his place of rule there, that I mean, obviously we know all the people that were in Gedalia's house were killed, and then all the people that were in Mitzpah were taken captive by Ishmael. I don't know how many people that is, but I have to believe it was more than 10. So somehow, Ishmael and his 10 guys end up gaining control over the population of Mizpah. Now, the only thing I can think of, I mean, obviously they're not armed because we know they weren't allowed to keep any weapons. But, you know, you have to also know that they'd been under siege for 18 months in Jerusalem. They didn't have a lot of food. This is only, like, I think 3 months later, if I remember. So, you know, you don't recover that quickly, right? So the people were, and, you know, Ishmael and his guys had already gone to Ammon, and they were living the high life over in Ammon somewhere. So when he ends up, you know, overthrowing Gedalia and the people that were in charge, I think the people kind of like lost all hope. They were like, "We're done. We can't fight back anymore. We give up." So, you know, I see these people and I think how sad it is that they were the ones left behind that were not taken to Babylon, and probably for a brief time were rejoicing that they got to stay in their own land. Now they're being herded to another heathen nation, and they're like, this is our lot, right? We can't do anything about it. But in verse 13 and 14 here, it says, now it came to pass that when all the people which were with Ishmael saw Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, then they were glad. So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah cast about and returned and went unto Johanan, the son of Kareah. Now, the only thing, you know, this is a sad situation because we're not given a lot of detail, you know. So we
Johanan, he's like the Calvary coming over the hill. The people see him coming, and all of a sudden, this downtrodden kind of a feeling that they had goes away, and now they're glad. So they see him as being the one to come and save them. But Ishmael and his guys are like, oh, we're in big trouble. So they take off. Now, that doesn't surprise you, because that's what they did when the Babylonians came into the land, right? They were like, well, we're out of here, and they went to Ammon. So, you know, it's kind of like their modus operandi, I guess, if you will. So they take off, and Johanan is able to save these people. So in verse 15, it says, but Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the Ammonites. So he had 10 men. Now he's lost 2 of them. But he heads off to Ammon. Now, we hear nothing about Ishmael anymore from Scripture. So that's it. He's in these 2 chapters and he's done. Now, you can speculate, and you can say, you know, the king of Ammon sent him into Judah with the intent that he might, well, he's definitely going to go and kill Gedaliah. And I think he had the intent that he was going to bring these Jews into Ammon and make them slaves. And he ends up returning to the king with less men than he left, and he's got nothing. So we don't know if the king said, you know, you failed me, and, you know, you're done. So because we don't hear anymore, right? So we don't know. I'm sure there's probably some historical reference somewhere, but we don't know. So he takes off and he heads back to Ammon. And then verse 16, it says, then took Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after that he had slain Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, even many mighty men of war, and the women and the children and the eunuchs whom he had brought again from Gibeon. So he basically saves their lives. But he doesn't return them. That's the problem. They don't go back to Mizpah. And, you know, I kind of can understand that, because, you know, you, as we were reading earlier, that we said, that's the, I mean, Gedaliah was the guy appointed by Nebuchadnezzar to be governor, and everybody's dead over there. We don't hear anything about Nebuchadnezzar hearing about this, so he's trying to make a decision. What do I do with these people now? I don't want to go back to Mizpah. That's his viewpoint, right? So in verses 17 and 18 here, he says, they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Chinham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had slain Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had made governor in the land. Yeah, they didn't think they should go back to Mizpah, because they were afraid that Nebuchadnezzar was going to exact some kind of retribution on somebody having killed the governor there. But, you know, this is the thing that's crazy, because he decides, we're going to head for Egypt. Now, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, you were spared from going to Babylon, a heathen nation. So you were left in the land. But, of course, he was one of the guys that fled. Some of them went to Moab. Some of them went to Ammon. We're not sure which ones were which, although we know Ishmael was in Ammon. And now you reclaim all these people, and you decide you're going to go to Egypt, which is another heathen nation in the south, and a heathen nation that actually was also recouping because they had come up against Babylon and gotten kicked pretty hard and ended up retreating to go back into Egypt. So, yeah, these people are like, Johanan is like in between a rock and a hard place. He doesn't know what to do. Now, you know, those are the times when you say, oh, you got to turn to God, right? God can give you an understanding of what you should do in those situations. And this is the time, obviously, like Jeremiah, where he approaches God and God speaks to him. Well, unfortunately, we have no Jeremiah here. We have no priests. We have no prophets of any kind spoken of that are in this group of people. Now, think of that. These people, they're stuck on their own because they don't believe that they can go directly to God and have him answer them because they're not allowed to. And we take for granted that we have such a wonderful opportunity to come to him and say, Lord, here are my concerns. Here are my blessings. Here's my thanks, my praises to you. And we can come directly to God and offer those up. And we don't think anything of it. I mean, I think for many Christians, after a while, you kind of take for granted that I can do that. Well, that wasn't the case here. They're in a hard strait, and they don't know what to do, and they don't have a man of God to go to and say, can you inquire of God for me? Remember how the king did that for Jeremiah? Can you go to the Lord and ask, you know, what he wants? They can't do that. So this guy's like trying to make a decision, and I don't know if it's a good one or a bad one, but he decides to take these people to Egypt. Now, you know, I don't know the condition of the rest of the land. You would think that, you know, he's going to this place called Chimham temporarily. So we don't know, like, is everybody just desolate, destitute in Judah here so that they don't feel that they could go to another city? I don't know. But they didn't. They kind of stopped off in Chinham and were expecting to go on to Egypt. So it's a tough place to be. And, you know, I think we all have been there where we have felt like we're on our own, right? We have to try to make the best decision we can. I mean, likely before we knew the Lord, I assume, that we've been in that situation. But boy, what a relief it is, what a comfort it is to know that nowadays, you know, we can just go to the Lord and say, you know, Lord, I need your help. And sometimes you just, all of a sudden you get a call from a brother or sister in the Lord out of the blue. The Lord put it on my heart to call you, you know, and you're like, oh, great. Well, this is what's going on. And don't ever feel that you can't share something with a brother or sister in the Lord. Their intent is not to laugh at you or demean you in some way. Like, oh, you should know better than that. You know, not, I don't think anybody would do that in our church that I know of. So, you know, we need to lift each other up. And when people are in need, we need to be aware of it. We need to see what's going on. You know, they may not ask, but, you know, some people do walk into church kind of head down, and you can tell there's something going on. And then, you know, see if you can talk to them, lift them up. And sometimes all it takes is for them to know somebody cares. So, you know, it makes them know, and then obviously, you know, you'll pray for them, or if you can meet with them, you know, take them out to lunch or whatever, you know, it'll be helpful. So, all right. I could see, you know, I guess, let me just mention this as well. Reading that account, you could say, well, you know, Johanan was a pretty nice guy. And if you only read chapter 41, you would say, sounds like it. But Ishmael was a really bad guy. But, you know, when you read chapter 40 and you see that Johanan comes to Gedaliah and says, hey, this guy's going to try to kill you. Let me go and kill him. I don't think that's the response of a man of God. You don't, your answer isn't, I'm going to go and kill him. Now, I know there are people who are extreme who think, you know, the answer is to burn some place down that they don't agree with what they're doing. But that's not God's way. I mean, the only thing I ever saw where Jesus got angry was in the temple, where he overturns the tables and, you know, clears everybody out. But, you know, he didn't kill anybody. He didn't bomb anything. He didn't burn anything. So, you know, the idea was that he was a meek man, but he was a strong man. And he used the word of God to his benefit. Even when he went after the Sadducees and the Pharisees, he called them vipers and hypocrites, and then used God's word to explain to them what they were doing that was wrong. So, you know, we need to be careful when we're put in these situations that we don't try to offset the badness by doing what we think might be a good deed, but it's not good. Man cannot judge his goodness based on other men. So we have to judge our goodness based on God's standard of goodness. And that's my takeaway when I see these two guys that are the focus of this chapter. Neither one of them were good. And the bottom line is none of us are good. So, but you can easily see how people would say, oh, Johanan, he was a hero. He was the man to be honored in this situation. No, he did something good for God's people, but we always have that thread of something bad going through our lives that we all have. So just that was something that I'm sure, you know, God laid on me to see in the end of the chapter. So, all right, we'll close in prayer.